We are reading from a transcendental diary by Harishavi Prabhu, Sri Vrindavan. Another recent arrival has been a mother and daughter, Antardhyan Dasi and Manisha Dasi. Manisha is initiated even though in her early teens, but she is terminally ill with leukemia. Having given up any hope for a cure, they have come here to see that Manisha can leave her body in the holy ground. They requested a darshan with Srila Prabhupada, and he received them this morning just before his massage. When they came in, Manisha burst into tears as they explained her condition and prognosis. She is frightened by the prospect of imminent death and is clearly not mentally prepared for it. Despite the girl's weeping, however, Srila Prabhupada was calm and spoke rather strongly, focusing on the reality of her condition. Rather than offering sympathies with some sentimental, body-based words of solace, Srila Prabhupada cut through the fear and doubt shrouding his disciples' mind and intelligence and met the problem head-on. "Everyone is going to die," he said. "Who is going to live? Who is here? Can you show me anyone who is going to live? Can you show me?" Antardhyan shook her head. "No, everybody is going to die. So today or tomorrow, everyone will die," he affirmed. "So where is anxiety? Die or not die? Tomorrow or today? But one should chant Hare Krishna, that's all. Why one should be depressed? And everyone is going to die. I'm going to die tomorrow. He is going to die the day after tomorrow. Everyone will have to die. Who will live here? So what is anxiety? Chant Hare Krishna, that's all." Jagadish told Srila Prabhupada that she had come to die in Vrindavan. "Nobody will live," Prabhupada repeated. "Don't be in anxiety, that's all. Anyone who has come to this material world will die. One is going to die today, another is going to die tomorrow. It is a question of first and second, but everyone will die. So before death, one should be completely in Krishna consciousness. That is the success of life. The tree is standing for thousands of years. So what is the use of living like that? A tree cannot chant Hare Krishna, but live for thousands of years. Do you think that kind of living is very worthy? Standing in one place, cannot move even, and what to speak of chanting? So you have got the chance to chant Hare Krishna. Utilize that. Don't be anxious that I'm going to die. Who is going to live? Why don't you understand that? Body is nothing. Body is going to live, or nobody is going to live. So before death, one should be complete in Krishna consciousness. That is success. Prabhupada's direct and practical words helped Manisha focus. She stopped sobbing and regained her composure, but still she had a fear. But if one is not, Srila Prabhupada, what will happen? Prabhupada did not quite understand her query, and I repeated it. If one is not complete in the Krishna consciousness, then what will happen? She will get another birth in a human body, he assured them. That is guaranteed, so that he will gain chance of chanting. That is also great gain. Ordinary person, he does not know what body he is going to get, next body. But a person who is in Krishna consciousness, chanting is guaranteed. So Chinam Shamatam Gehe, Bhagavad Gita 6 chapter 41st verse, he is guaranteed to take birth as a human being in very sacred family like Brahman and very rich family. Because he had other commitments, Srila Prabhupada had to end the darshan at that point. So I had to go. Despite the meeting being so short, however, Manisha was visibly relieved and thankful. His words had struck home. "Thank you, Srila Prabhupada," she said. "Hare Krishna, nobody is going to live here. Prabhupada told her again as he rose from her seat, from his seat. Everyone is going to die before death, chant Hare Krishna. With a compassionate smile of reassurance to his young disciple, he added, don't be worried. Manisha's mother, though still sought some further comfort, she is worried, Prabhupada, about what is the worry, Prabhupada interjected. I have already said everyone is going to die. Antardhyan managed to be very specific. She is worried about seeing the Yamadutas. That is what she is worried about. Prabhupada addressed Manisha directly and repeated the practical formula for overcoming death. Chant Hare Krishna, always think of Krishna, that's all. Manisha nodded, accepting his words as the proper solution. Yes, Srila Prabhupada, this is our business. Prabhupada concluded, the cats and dogs cannot do this. That is the advantage of human form of body. Both the mother and daughter were grateful and happy to get few words of encouragement and guidance. Manisha left feeling heartened by her first personal meeting with her spiritual master, and the two of them will reside in the guest house until her departure. Jai Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.